This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Among industrialized countries, including the U.S., there are 16 million more people without jobs now than in 2007, before the Great Recession. That club of big economy countries known as the OECD also finds that many of those without work were in need of a skills upgrade. Marketplace economics contributor Chris Farrell looked through the new report and has gotten stuck on the part that says that countries are investing less in job training, that is to say, less in human capital. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, David.
What, tight budgets, even during this time of need, they're cutting training?
Well, I think it's all part of this discussion about austerity and, you know, we don't want to increase the debt levels that the governments are borrowing. But my reaction going through this report is, what are you thinking? I mean, companies do a very good job training their, you know, better skilled workers. But when you, you know, get into the less skilled levels, companies don't spend much money. And so this is where the government has a role to come in. But if you look at federal spending, you know, according to the Government Accountability Office, they're looking at 2009, federal spending was about $18 billion in a $14 trillion economy.
Now, Chris, we both covered stories about retraining workers. Some programs work and some are completely ineffective.
Yes, and that's absolutely true. And I was have you ever been to Danville, Virginia?
That's in southern Virginia, right at the North Carolina line.
That's right. Very far from the wealthy North Virginia. Danville is one of these areas that has really been hit over the past four decades with the decline in manufacturing. And Dan River Mills, when it shut down a couple years ago, and, you know, a number of the former employees got training at the local community college and talked to a person like Jacqueline Hubbard. And she'd worked for 30 years at Dan River Mills, and she's a customer service representative. And she took her training and she got her associate's degree in early childhood education. She's now working in Head Start. And so these training programs can work. But guess what? The funding's dried up. Let's use this period of time to invest in human capital. And the payoff will come over a lifetime.
Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.